It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Main Street Magazine is available free pickup throughout our tri-state region at various locations. Also, their companion website, mainstreetmag.com, and Thorin Christendatter joins us. Thorin, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. My lawn is staying green.
I know, right? It's like a shock to the system.
And the crick. That's what the is. I used to call it creek, but when I visited my brother Mitchell years ago out in the Midwest, it was crick. And in Maine, it's crick, not creek.
Some people around here say that too.
Yeah, crick. Yeah. Anyway, so we're back to normal with that, and hopefully, we'll continue to get rain here and there to keep us all happy, and aquified. Let's go to the Main Street Magazine. I like this headline, a truly extraordinary cause, XXX and Y, in the story.
Yeah, this is for a great foundation or organization that is here local that helps local families with children who have been diagnosed with rare disorders. And it was founded by Eric Michelle Hutchinson of Crown Energy. And because of their son, when he was less than a year old, was diagnosed with a very rare condition. And they went down a journey of recognition of how, you know, there's a little support often or education or research when it comes to some of these diseases that have, very rare conditions. And so their own journey led them to start this foundation that raises awareness and money for families locally who have children who have been diagnosed.
All right. I always like to read stories and about stories like that. Interesting story on the world championship of the Berkshires, the Josh Billings triathlon, which has been, it's got to be in its 20-some year, I think, the Josh Billings triathlon.
Yes, Ian, who is our avid outdoorsman, I think is actually participating this year or this month. I think it's, what, next week? So he gives us a little rundown of the history of the championship of the Berkshires and the Josh Billings Runaground Triathlon, and tells us who Josh Billings was, what's involved in this, and some about the past competitions and the mugs that are for the winners, and just a little bit about what makes this unique and special to the Berkshires.
It is a very special event, once again, it's one of those events that survived the 2 years of COVID. You've got a nice story here, because this is a story that's an ongoing story and will be ongoing, and that's the heart of a community, Militants Community Park Revitalization, which really only is in its infancy right now.
Yes, they're working on finishing phase one, which was all the work you've been seeing this past year in the park. They are going to have a party in the park that everyone is going to be invited to. I forget the exact date, early October. Their yard signs are up now, and you'll start seeing the advertisements. But they just want to have a huge celebration, and everyone will be invited to that. There will be activities and food and music and games, basketball, baseball, soccer. So the park is something that Stephen, we actually wrote this article. He's one of the folks that's on the board there and is one of the spearheaders behind to have this going. And in phase one, they have moved the parking lot, the entrance. They have created a soccer field. They've moved some of the fields. And it's just, if you look at the plans, you go to their website, you can see the plans and all the what they're planning to do. But phase two, which they are already fundraising for, will be to reopen the pool. And they're actually going to build a beautiful pool house that can also be an activity space or a meeting space. And it's just amazing what they're trying to do for the community.
You know, these projects are great. Sharon, when I was growing up, Sharon Valley always had a great little league field and a ball field, a regulation sized ball field. But over the years, they've added to that site. They've improved the little league field, so it's a state of the art. They've improved the baseball diamond. It's got full fencing around it. They've added the Lions Club added a pavilion. They've added, over the years, bathrooms. Then they added a perfect soccer field, full regulation size soccer field. And finally, they have added a walking track, which goes around the whole complex. And it's not a secret, but it's a gem that's in Sharon Valley. And towns that take the time to put these things together really are doing a big benefit, not only for the people who live in the towns, but people who live around the towns. And that's what's so great about seeing the revitalization of that whole area in Millerton.
Yeah, it's a Herculean effort for sure, and there's a lot of money involved to build a fantastic facility, and this they're going to make it handicapped accessible. They will also have a walking track around the whole thing, and there's some I forget what it was, but they've got some certifications that they're looking for to make it besides handicapped accessible. So. All the vision is fantastic, and the folks behind it are hardworking and just going to make it happen. And so it's very exciting to see that we're almost finished with phase one, and so that folks will be able to start enjoying the park.
And what's great about it is you don't necessarily see it or really recognize it till all the phases are done. But there's nothing like having a recreation park, a full service recreation park in your town, and I just think it's excellent. There's a lot of things going on. In your neck of the woods, of our neck of the woods here this weekend, we've got the Rojan Ramble, you've got the second annual Hudson Valley Rodeo, and Hillsdale has their classic car show. Those are events that are coming up this Saturday and Sunday. What a weekend in that whole strip of New York that you guys cover.
How to decide what to do, right?
Well, that's the great thing about it. There's just so much to do, and people are out there doing it right now. And I guess we can go with your oblong books page, and because reading is something that has to be drummed in at an early age, and you've got your September staff's picks for the reading from Oblong Books, which is kind of it's an advertisement, but it's actually not an advertisement, if you know what I mean.
It's not. This is something that Susanna Hermans works with me on, and we've been doing for probably 6 months now. Yeah. But I ask her, she gives me book recommendations for our readers, that go with our theme. And we didn't really have any particular theme for September, so she gave me some of her crew's, favorite books. And the magazine had barely been out, and I got a message through Instagram. Someone had read the magazine, and they're like, oh, I forgot there was this one book. I forgot the name of it. It's in the bottom or in the left corner. It's this green cover. So I sent him he's like, oh, thank you so much. I wanted to read it, but I completely forgot, and I left my magazine. But, they're reading, and they're interested in that, so I was happy to see that. But, the description is really what got him, and reading the staff's favorite books puts a little extra oomph to it, if you know what I mean.
And after we talk about that, we're going to go to the next story, Banned Books, Celebrating Literature and the Fight Against Censorship. I'm 69, and I remember back when I was young, the censorship, and then it went away, and it's back, and it's a little scary.
It is, and this is something that Lindsay spent a lot of time researching. She spoke with a number of people, including Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books, Rhiannon Jameson from the Millerton Library, and a few others. And at the last minute, she actually had to update the article because there was a new thing that came out of, I forget, Texas or somewhere about the banned books in that area. But it's quite eye-opening to realize that it's not something from the 50s, 60s, 70s where books were banned or censored, but it's still ongoing. And Lindsay walks us through some of the reasoning and some of the areas nationally that it's been happening and the reasoning for it and what's been done or what's being done in response.
Yeah, it's a topic that it's one of those topics that you didn't think we'd have to revisit in this country, but revisit it, we are doing right now. Well, once again, Main Street Magazine is distributed locally throughout our tri-state region at various pickup locations and also mainstreetmag.com. What's the theme for next month as we are slowly inching towards the middle of September?
Oh, God, don't even tell me that. We are working on the October issue, which has a kind of has in the last couple of years had a soft theme of history. So we're touching upon that subject, and we're starting to the articles are starting to come into me. Ashley's working on advertisements, and I can't even believe it's, you know, basically mid-month already. So we have to kind of have to kick it into gear because we have been spending the last 2 weeks working on moving our office. So it's been an undertaking.
Oh, so where's your office now?
So we were located at 52 Main Street for almost 8 years, and we have now moved just down the street to the old KeyBank building.
Oh.
Yep. So we are on the drive-through side, and people can essentially, you know, pick up magazines in the drive-through if you want.
Can they make deposits?
We would be happy to take deposits, and or if you want to buy advertisements, Ashley can sit in the drive-through and help you out with that.
Do the transaction right there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Thorin. We'll speak to you next week.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio with Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio.